why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good morning. Don't know whether to wake up in a good mood or a bad mood. I try never to let circumstances flying around us. Hey, Josh, good to see you this morning. Never be controlled by your circumstances. Learn to control them. We've had Jared in particular, our web guy here. He's had a hazardous 12 hours. We got booted off Vimeo. Yeah, you heard me right. We got booted off of Vimeo. We're booted off of YouTube. We're booted off of Facebook. We're booted off of Vimeo. And I've been trying to warn all of us that we're fighting a battle of containment or a battle of distribution, which, by the way, brings us back to David Heavener. And how many of you have joined David Heavener TV, where it's going to be a platform where we're going to be able to get all this stuff out? And I get emails and I get phone calls. I'm not complaining. I get emails and I get phone calls saying, where can we find the show? Or we go to your website and it's not up there yet. Or we go to your website and it keeps breaking up. Well, these are the issues that we're fighting. And if you can't understand the battle of containment that we're fighting against, why would why would they ban little old us? Facebook, why would they? I'm in jail there again for 30 days. And Vimeo, we thought maybe Vimeo was safe. Rob Pugh, Wisconsin Christian News, paid a lot of money to have a Vimeo account. Boom! They shut him down yesterday. Why? Because Rob posted David Arthur's show yesterday where David Arthur is telling people, you're not born homos. Can't be saying that, David. You're messing all of us up by saying that kind of stuff. So they shut us down. So Jared spends a lot of time last night rebuilding, trying to rebuild a system to get us up and flowing and gone. Do you realize that when Vimeo takes us down, all of our archives are gone? When YouTube takes us down, all of our archives are gone? We have to have some place to be able to store these things. Now, I'm beginning to see the picture bigger and bigger and bigger. We are, Hebrews 10:24, we are provoking to love and to good works. If you folks out there could follow what I'm getting in emails, some of you guys are being stirred. It's a good thing. Some of you guys are being so stirred in your spirits beyond what you've ever been stirred. And as we go deeper, not linearly. See, we like to read the Bible. We can't wait to get this page done so we can turn to the next page. And we missed all the depth of everything that's in every one of these. And we try to, here at Coach Dave Live, we try to read deep. When I'm not in a hurry to get to the end, I want to read deep because every one of these things are so important to us. Let me give you an example. Jared, pull up Hebrews 1, verse 3. I don't want to get rolling yet. But my buddy Jim Kraft emailed me first thing this morning, scratching my head, sorry. Emailed me or texted me first thing this morning to Coach, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Let me see. let's see who all's in here this morning. Because I don't want to set the wrong guys on fire here this morning. All right, I'm just run down. Welcome to all of y'all, 25 of you. You got room for more. We got room for more. We were talking yesterday about the power and God's word, and I don't want to get into it yet. Okay, I don't want to get into it yet. But Jim Kraft sent me this, and hey Jim, I got to tell you. It was one of those, oh, my goodness, moments again. Don't let me forget, I'm coming back, Jared, coming back to what battle we're fighting here. You guys ready for this? I've read this verse, I don't even know how many times, and never saw this. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake. See, I could preach right there. I'm not going to howl this morning. But there goes that frequency again. Sundry times and divers manners. God moves in different ways. Times in different manners. Manners could be frequencies. It could be, I mean, what could that be? That he's spoken in different ways, divers manners. He's spoken in time past unto the fathers and by the prophets. And by the way, despite what you might say, he's still speaking today. His word never stops and it never returns void. All right. It's we're going to remember this. The scripture says we're going to give an account for every idle word we ever spoke. You know why that is? Because every word we speak is a white sound wave and a reverberate. We don't understand this. We don't have the understanding of it. Okay. But I'm beginning to see more and more what this whole thing's looking like. When we put our words out, it causes something. It causes it. But how about this one? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. I keep seeing that word power everywhere I look. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Why? Because when you speak, you create waves. Not that you create your future like the name it, claim it, prosperity pimps say. Not that. Your words create something when you speak. When you speak, that's why it's important to pray out loud. That's why it's important to read the scripture out loud. The speaking of it creates a power. Listen, I'm getting down the road. I'm going to reel myself back in here a second. But Jim sent me this. Are you ready? God, who at various times and in various different places and manners spoke past unto the fathers by the prophet, has he stopped speaking to us today? Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Now I'm going to read this next one, and you're not going to catch it, then I'll come back. Who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of God, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Oh, I could go on, but I want to go back. Are you ready? Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, not power of his word. Oh my God, I got goosebumps. You guys see that? He upheld all things by the word of his power. We talk about the power of his word. See, the word is just the expression of his power. Oh, Lord. So, yeah.
Point one thing out here. That verse about his word shall not return void. Too many people think that that means just anytime the Bible is spoken or quoted or something that's going to produce something. No, it says in that verse, that's in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11, if you'll allow me real quick. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but weathereth, watereth the earth and maketh it bright forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Then verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It, that's the word out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void. It's not just the word, the Bible's quotes that are in here that can be spoken of by all these charlatans and everything out there. Those words don't mean crap unless God is telling them and using him as a prophet and speaking God's words through his mouth.
So in other words, we just can't grab God's word and use his word for what we want.
That's right. We can't use it as a bludgeon.
Yep, that's right. That's good. That's good. But Larry, let me go back up, Jared. Go back, slide back down to like 8 or 9. Where was it? There it is. There it is. Look, I'm ready to howl again. I'm not going to. My wife told me don't howl anymore, so I'm not going to howl anymore. Look at this. What does this mean? What does this mean? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Is that a frequency? What does that mean? His ways are higher than my ways. His words are higher than my, his thoughts. Are there wavelengths and thoughts? In fact, I was talking to Mark Trump. He called me last night and I said, "Hey, Mark, maybe there's something to this when people say, hey, you two guys are on the same wavelength." Oh, don't get me going on that. All right. So upheld by the power, the word of his power, not the power of his word. Has anybody ever seen that before? I've never seen it. Tip of the hat to Jim Kraft. By the word of his power, not the power of his word. So the power is it. Think about this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The power was there before the word was there. The power had to be there. The power's there, and he spoke the power. Oh, man, oh, man.
Coach, the word became flesh, made his dwelling amongst us. Christ with that expression. It's the spirit. The power is when the spirit went forth. That was the power of the word, and it was the thing that created thing, brother. It is the power of that Trinity.
Amen. Listen, can I go in reverse here, man? Let me go in reverse. Folks, we need help. We're having technical difficulties because somebody or something doesn't want us talking. Or maybe they don't mind if we talk to each other, but they don't want it to go any farther than what it is right now. And last night I'm gonna bring Jared in here in a second. Jared runs this whole show. Jared's in the state of Maine. You're not just some flunky. Not that Maine would have flunkies in it, but Jared is building an organization, a business, whatever, to do what we do. He hosts David Arthur's show. He hosts E. Ray Moore's show. He's hosting our show. He's doing all kinds of things in different places, and he's building a business, trying to make it happen. Now, listen. YouTube is free, but it isn't free. They pull it anytime they want to. Vimeo is free, and we've been using Vimeo because we thought maybe that was a safe place to be. But David Arthur goes on there and runs his big mouth about you not being born gay, and Vimeo pulls it down. Rob Pugh, Wisconsin Christian News, Rob Pugh had the account on Vimeo. When they pull that down, they pull it all down. Pull it all down. We don't know where it went. Facebook's banned me for 30 days. I can't go on there and talk. We are running. In fact, last night when Rob Pugh contacted me, said, "Hey, listen, Vimeo pulled my account." I'm thinking, do we have any platform at all to broadcast this show tomorrow? How can we do it? Do we have any video platform which to do it? We don't have YouTube. We don't have Facebook. We don't have Vimeo. Where can we do this? And luckily, Jared, because it's his business, Jared goes about trying to build a platform for us. Folks, listen, we're going to get into the word here. Stay with me. But when we ask you to support us, I'm not going out. What do you think we're doing with the money? What do you think we're doing with it? Do you ever question where your pastor puts the money when you tithe? Do you question it? Next thing you know, you got your beautiful new smoke machine and brand new big screen TVs. Well, we don't have big screen TVs. We don't have smoke machines. But Jared is investing a lot of money behind the scenes to keep this show afloat, to keep it available. Jared, come on here and hear a little bit and just tell people what's going on here.
Yeah. So just so you guys understand Vimeo, Rob Pugh paid $900 for that Vimeo account, and they just deleted it, okay, number one. So that's illegal, by at least if the Constitution is legitimate. So there's that. There's that side of it. But also,
Vimeo, folks, is a video platform where we can stream and then they archive it. And Rob paid $900 or $1,000 to have that platform. They didn't like David Arthur's show, and they pulled everything down. We were on YouTube. YouTube does the same thing to us. Facebook does the same thing to us. So if it's not for Jared, we could do audio someplace, but we have no video. We don't have it. So when they pulled Rob on Vimeo last night, it created a crisis. Go ahead, Jared. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the effects of the Vimeo are the archive on the show is for the past 3-4 weeks is gone. It's just gone. I have some hard copies of it that I'm going to be working to get up. But, like, this is the thing. These systems are, I have to design them. You know, we have to design them. I have to design these systems to handle this video stuff. And video is really hard to deal with. So anyway, you guys have to understand. And then there's the political side, but you guys have to support these guys. You have to support Coach. I'm a business charging hourly. You have to support Coach. You have to support David Arthur. You have to support these different people. You know, Dr. Mike Spaulding. You have to support these guys. Larry Richardson. You know, all these guys. Support them. Support them so that those of us who are in the background managing stuff have enough money to, number one, plan strategy. That stuff takes time. Strategizing about how to go forward technologically to keep these guys up takes time. It takes effort. It takes money. It takes thinking. It requires all of these things. Okay? And the left understands this. For whatever reason, we're too friggin' stupid to figure it out. And then secondarily, we're too stupid to get involved in politics because that's where I'm going to get shut down. The business is only as good as the government that's going to support it and allow me to play. The government is changing their rules so that we're not even going to be able to play. We're not even going to play the game. They're just going to come in and take my servers, you know? So we've got to wake up. You people have got to we got to wake up, get organized, get smart, and get as smart as them. That's it.
Amen, Jared. So we're not looking. Please understand it. I'm not looking for perks. I'm not going to tell you. My salary is set here at Past Assault Ministries. It's set. I'm not making buku bucks here. I'll tell you. Past Assault Ministries, I'm making $3,000 a month. That's what I'm making. And all the other money that comes in goes to ministry. I wrote a check for $450 yesterday to some guy for his rent. I had the money to be able to do it because you guys are faithfully giving. But can I tell you what really cooks my gizzard? I could be wrong. But some of you guys watching this show are giving your money to your church and you ain't giving any money here. Because why? Give money to your church. Go in there and sit in that box. And you come in here every day and you get fed. And you don't do anything to... I'm not sounding like I got a chip on my shoulder. Maybe you don't understand what all's involved here. Jared just said to us before we went on the air, if he had $5,000, he needs $5,000 to do what he needs to be done so that we'll continue to be here. And people enjoy the show and people's lives are being impacted by what's going on here. Folks, we need your support to do that. And I've said it a number of times. If 200 people gave $20, this doesn't have to be hard for any of us. If 1,000 people gave $20, say, that's $20,000 a month. Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe we might be able to build a platform and get the word out even more if we had $20,000 a month. But you won't give $20,000. You won't give. You're smoking your stinking cigarettes and going out to eat and watching cable TV. Am I sounding harsh, Roger? I'm not trying to sound harsh. Trying to let you guys know this is real. Our fight, the Hagman and Hagman report, they're fighting the same fight. They're struggling to be able to stay on. Because as Jared said, politically, everybody is pulled. Folks, do you understand the deep state and the spiritual battle that we're in? Do you understand the deep state, the left wins by one way, and that is by sticking a sock in our mouth. Truth always wins. And the only way the left can win is if they silence truth. So what do? They're smarter than us. They get out ahead of us. They build Vimeo. They build YouTube. They build Facebook. They're way out in front of us. And then here we come, Johnny come late, and try to get on their train, their platform, and ride. And they say, sorry, kick you off. And here we sit, and we have no platform. So this is serious, okay? This is serious. We're not going under. We're going to stay here. But we talk about trying to expand and try to do more things. And I've had the conversation even this last weekend, said, listen, I can't expand till I know that the finances coming in are consistent. I can't. When we went to Port Arthur down to Texas, we had an influx of about $1,000, which we spent in Texas. We spent it. And there was some overflow on that, meaning some of those donors stayed with us the next month. And maybe some of them stayed with us the next month. But you've got to begin. If you are getting fed on this program, if your life is changing from this program, folks, we need a monthly commitment, man. We need a monthly commitment. I feel like one of those TV preachers. I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to tell you. Not another penny's going into my pocket. My salary's set. I'm going to be here. I'm set. But All right, I'm ready to move on. You get what? Hey guys, just listen. The need is real. Okay, that's all I'm going to tell you. They're doing everything they can do to shut us down, and it's guys like Jimmy Kraft who says, "Coach, look at that. Being upheld by the word of his power." Mark Trump, I was on the phone for a half hour last night with Mark Trump. He called me. Oh my goodness, he's just going on and on and on about how he's seeing things and understanding how the enemy's working. I fielded 10 phone calls yesterday from people whose hearts are on fire. Because why? They finally realized it's not a red pill, it's not a blue pill. They've got the Holy Spirit, and that tone is ringing. It's ringing in them. Dude, we have so put God in a box. Shame on us. Just doing the same thing. Okay, are you ready? Wherever you go to church, wherever you go, can you tell me anything that's changed in that church service in the last 5 years that you've been there? Oh, they brought in a new drummer and they brought in a new. Can you tell me anything that has changed in that church service? And the answer is no. In fact, you'll notice this, that when you go to those church services and you continue to give money, you know things are going well when they hire more people. Oh, we're going to put so-and-so on staff. So they hire money to put people on staff.
Well, Coach, can I say to your credit, as a pastor, my church has been established. And one of the things that we did change and have changed, and we allow the Holy Spirit, is that just listening to this in the past several months, going back, the interaction, and you'd said something, and I don't know exactly how to say that, was the interaction of the people not having the interaction during the church service. Brother, we have interaction during the message of the word where people are interacting with each other, and my congregation responded to that with, wow, we love this. We love that's like a breath of fresh air. So I'm just telling you, brother, the influence even in this sect of the huddle and how it has impacted my church.
Amen. It's all good. It's impacting all of us. Okay. Listen, I don't want to say, please hear me. I'm not saying poor me. I'm telling you, we have got to get girded up because the time's coming when they ain't going to let us be anywhere. Yes or no, Jared? Is that coming? That time coming when they're not going to let us be anywhere?
Yeah, look at it. The writing's on the wall. I mean, we got to wake. People have got to wake up and realize the game that's being played, the censorship's coming down, how it's going to happen. You know, this is what I do, right? This is what I do. I'm looking at this stuff saying, they can get me here. 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 You know, and know that when you guys, this is going to happen. You know, we're going to keep the word out there. It's going to happen. But you guys have got to support these minutes. And even the Hagmans and stuff, you know, you've got to support these people so that they can pay the lawyers to friggin' sue Vimeo. Because it's unconstitutional what they're doing, so that the government can break up the monopoly of Facebook, so that we can. Yeah.
See, Vimeo would not bake David Arthur's cake. Do you understand it? Do you understand that we paid Rob Pugh paid for that slot on Vimeo, and they refused to bake his cake? Can't be any more simple than that. They don't like his flavor. So it ain't coming on here. And you think that the left wants David Arthur's testimony gone out? You think that? all controlled by the homos to begin with. You think the homos want the word going out that there's freedom in Christ? No. They're going to do everything they can do to block it. Everything. Okay, I'm going to get off.
Hey, before you jump off there, Coach, I can say that in my church, when I get to preach, I do the same thing that you do here, and I've actually utilized some of the things that we've talked about on here as my sermons, and I interact with the congregation. I don't stand up on top of that balcony or that stage. I get down on the floor with everybody, and it's made a difference. Now, some people have gotten mad at me, and some people, when they know I'm going to preach, they don't even come to church that day. But on top of that, have you guys looked at or talked to Mike Adams with Real Video, the thing that he just launched the first this month?
I sent the information to Jared, but Jared thinks he can build the same type of thing. Isn't that right, Jared? Praise God for Mike Adams. Praise God. But we have to find other areas to get it out there. But Jared, you can build that same type of thing, right?
It's a question of Kevin. Yes, we want to get on those platforms. Sure. I filled out to be part of that today. But redundancy, you got to have two ways. Now we got to have apparently five ways to get online. And so that's where the website comes into play. The website is legally harder to shut down than anything else. So once Real Video gets big, say they get 50 channels on there, 100, 1,000, they start getting, guess what? They're just going to get sued and shut down because the politics don't want them up.
That's where the game is played, isn't it? That's the way the game is played. Amen. Amen. So let's do this. Let's start talking victory, man. I'm tired of. I never in all my life of coaching ever went out on the field and didn't have what I thought was going to be a successful game plan. I always thought we'd win. I'm talking about games where I remember we got beat one time. I'm not making this up. 84-14. We got beat 84-14. And going into that game, I was sure we were going to win. And what has happened to us, the body of Christ, that we are so negative about winning? We don't even think about it anymore. We just want to survive. We just want to hold the line. We just want to conserve. We don't want to do what the scriptures tell us from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. And I've taken you all through that. Violent men doesn't mean guns and knives and whatever. It means violate. It means you got to go fight and take back what the enemy stole. We got to go do that. And we're so passive, and we're so sure we're going to lose. Oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I won't live like it. I won't live like it. I stick my head out farther than most. I'm outside the hole farther than most.
Amen.
And some of us got to get our heads out there, man. We just have to. For sake of what's going on. I think we can win. I still think we can win. I still think we can win. All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. If we don't have all power, then God's lying. God said, go. I got all power. I'm giving it to you. Go.
Amen.
And we don't. Why? Because we don't believe the power? We don't understand the power? See, here's one of the transformations that's happened in my heart in the last 5 days. I've gone from hearing the word power to thinking authority. When I would hear a power, all power is given unto me, I was thinking authority. But the electric company isn't about authority. Now power. It's about actually sending those volts down through the line. Power. And all power has been given unto me. Go ye, he said, and I'll be with you, even until the end of the age. He said, have I not commanded you? Be strong, be very courageous, be not afraid, be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Now hang on a minute. Be not afraid, be not dismayed. Those are negative forces. Those are negative. Those are opposing frequencies and waves. God said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, a spirit, something that creates force, action. I've given you a spirit of fear, but I have given you a spirit of power and of love and the sound mind, the ability to think straight. That's the power that I've given you. And if you look around, the church doesn't have any of that. They have no power. I've not given you a spirit of fear, but the church has no power of a sound mind. None. We're waiting to get buried. We're waiting to get raptured. No power. He said, yeah, I have all power. Go. I have all power. And we don't go. Because we think we're going to lose.
Coach.
That's all right, Coach. We win in the end. Oh, God bless you. How many kids got to be raped before we win? How many babies have to be murdered before we decide it's time to win? How many marriages have to be destroyed? How many guys have to get hooked on porn? How many of their kids have to turn homo before we decide it's maybe time for us to take some of this power and freaking win? Oh, we can't. We're not of this world, brother. We're not of this world. We're just passing through. Love them. Just love them, brother. Just love them, coach. You can't change the world. It's already spelled out. We know what's going to happen. We know that we win in the end. Oh, they gag. If I Facebook, I'd ban me. You're acting like a Christian. Oh, I'm taking a deep breath. Somebody come on in here a minute.
Coach, that's what this show is about, right? Look at who we're losing to. Look at who we're losing to. We're losing to people. We're losing to butt farmers. We're losing to butt marriage. We're losing to people who literally rip children apart. How are you know? And if and we're not. You can't lose. We're not going to lose. Like you said, it's so stupid. They're so. What they're defending is complete crap. What the left is defending is a giant pile of crap. And what we've got is a giant pile of diamonds. So there's,
and they're winning.
They're just trying to put crap over the diamonds, you know? And it's like, well, that ain't going to work, bro. We just got to shine it up a bit. And it's that easy.
It is that easy. What did I see?
We're allowing them to win.
We're allowing them to win. We're not even fighting. We don't think we can win. I'm trying to find somebody sent me a text. I thought it was Mark Trump, but I can't find it. Do you know that Donald Trump has arrested 5,200 pedophiles? 5,200? Pedophiles have been arrested. Wow. Wonder how many there are around me. Wonder how many there are in the schools. We're sitting where we let this crap go on. Why? Because we think the government has all the power. No, he has all the power. He's above everything. He is the king of the kings. He is the president of the presidents. He is the lord of the lords. He is in control of all things. That's what he told us when he went on the cross, John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of Man manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil. When he hung on the cross, he said, it's finished. I've destroyed that. I've destroyed the works of the devil. And we sit around and let the devil run everything.
There you go, coach. You're one of those seven mountain guys, coach. That's what you are. You're king. You got kingdom theology. What kind of theology you got? Huh? Getting sit in your church, do the same thing you've done the last 5 years. Just keep doing it. Is that it?
That's the big one she likes.
Nothing changes. Nothing changes. Hey, Lowell, thanks for the $250. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Just popped up here in my email. Okay. All right. How do I get where I want to go after where I've been here? Anybody transition me out of this? We're at war. We're at stinking war. No, we're in war, but we're not at war. And you know, I heard that song, Keep on the Firing Line. Do you guys know that song, Keep on the Firing Line? Keep on the Firing Line? See if you can pull that up there, Jared. I want to show you something because the Lord helped me to see this. This is what motivates me every day. This is old spiritual. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die still fighting, it's no disgrace. Cowards in the service will not find a place. So keep on the firing line.
Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil, never run or even lag behind. If you could, would win for God and right, just keep on the firing line. God will only use the soldier he can, I don't know the melody. God will only use the soldier he can trust, keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown, then bear the cross, you must keep on the firing line. Life is but the labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great, you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that have parted to win, have helped to win, leading them to Jesus for the paths of sin. With a shout of welcome, we were all marching, so keep on the firing line. And see, we think keeping on the firing line is like when you go to the carnival and you have those little, you used to shoot those little cork guns. Anybody remember that? But me, shoot those little cork guns and these little ducks come, they'd be walking down from it and you pick them off. We think that's the freaking firing line. We think we're supposed to walk in front and let the devil pick us off. No, no. The firing line was what they used in the Revolutionary War. They lined up. The first guy fired, and he ran and got in the back of the line. The next guy stepped up, and he fired. He ran back and reloaded, and the next guy stepped up. That's firing. And there ain't many of us firing. How about this? Keep on the catching line. We're catching what the devil's doing to us, not pushing back against it. Oh, it's 7:37 already.
Hey, Coach, if I could throw something in here right quick. One of the things that I've been in a Facebook thread with about 150 people involving the Hammonds and the Bundy deal that happened out there and the Hammonds getting pardoned
them. That took some stones, yes. Boys. That took some
stones. And it did. It really did. And the bad thing about it is it should have never happened. But one of the things that one of the godless left is that has called me out on, but he actually made sense. It because I refer to them as the left, and you refer to them as the left, but it's not the left and the right. No. It's the godless and the godly.
No, Christless. The Christ, not godly. Christless. The God. Yeah. They have a God. The God's them. They have a God. It's the Christless.
You're right.
You have to distinguish between those two, Kevin. There's all kinds of gods. There's only one Christ.
Amen.
Right? Are you with me on that?
Absolutely. You're right. It's the fact that they don't have Christ in their life. They have made themselves the God.
Yep, they have. And so listen, if we let them get their fingers too much in control, we have an opportunity right now to push back. If we don't do it now. Oh boy, I feel like I'm. So look at this. Hey, Jared, pull up there. This is interesting. This is really interesting. Jared, pull up ingredients in vaccines. Say what, Coach? Yeah, let me get my tinfoil hat on here a second. Yeah, remember we're talking about frequencies, right? Frequencies and waves. And we talked yesterday about Alzheimer's being the fact that maybe we've taken in some metal or barium or something like that. So the waves are getting blocked into the brain. I mean, I don't know why. I'm just thinking out loud. I think I'm still welcome in churches. I don't know, but I think for myself. I take the word of God and I think for myself. And I got this yesterday. Look at this. Did you guys know this? Well, vaccinations. Remember the body's natural ability to cure itself. Let's say that the body has the ability to cure itself. It really does. It really does. If we give it a chance. Like my ear infections. Thanks, Victor. I'm still spraying, still taking a cough syrup, still doing all that. My cold's getting better. My body's naturally fighting it off. And so what do we do? We say, well, we need to create vaccinations because we don't want any more, what do they call those things? Everybody gets killed. Doesn't matter. You know. So we don't want any more of those. So we got to get a vaccine for smallpox and measles. And we got to do all this, man. And so, again, think about waves now and what we're learning about vibrations and waves and 5G and 4G and the Spirit of God and the spoken word and the vibrations, and they're all around us all the time.
and then wonder if any of this could make kids sick. Sharing a little research and summarize some data on why not to get vaccinated, I performed searches in the attached Center of Disease Control expedient table. This is an expedient table I could give it. Cliff notes below of a few curious ingredients with links that you may find disturbing that are used to cure us. So these are ingredients that are in vaccination. Formaldehyde, detergent, E. coli. Now, I can give you the link. See, he's just summarized this for us. He's just summarized it. He went through that whole book, and he looked at it, and he summarized it. How about this? Pig fetus blood. Fetal bovine serum. It's called FBS. Comes from the drawn blood drawn from a bovine fetus, a baby pig, being via a closed system of collection at the slaughterhouse. Fetal bovine serum is the most widely used serum supplement for the use in the in vitro cell culture or eukaryotic cells. This is due to having a very low level of antibodies. Ooh, there they are, waves, and containing more growth factors, line for versatility in many different cell culture applications. I'm not going to read all these, okay? Egg proteins, going down, Jared. Sodium borate, what the heck's that? It's a well-known detergent used in insecticides. These are in vaccinations. Went to the book, read the book. These are the ingredients. Baculovirus insect DNA. Baculovirus are generally a diverse, Jared's just listening. Generally, a diverse group of insect-specific viruses. You believe that? They're putting this crap in vaccinations, squirting it in kids. Go on. Triton X100. It's an insecticide. It's a spermicide and contraceptive in the vaccination putting into children. And then there's a good one called thimerosal. Also, methylate. What is that? Well, it's a Madden Darby canine kidney cell protein. It's a protein from Cocker Spaniels. And then aborted female fetus lung tissue. You get this? Aborted female human. See, they don't say human, do they? Aborted human female fetus lung tissue is a diploid human cell strain composed of fibroblasts derived from lung tissues of a 3 months gestation female fetus. Right there it is, boys and girls. How about this one? Aborted Caucasian male fetal lung tissue. They're called MRC-5 cells. It's a diploid human cell culture line composed of fibroblasts derived from lung tissues of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus. And you wonder why they don't want to end abortion, huh? Wonder why they don't want to. Folks, this is so wicked. Medicine has become so wicked. Medicine and law, the two most respected professions, sciences, studies, have both been so corrupted. Sorry, Roger, it's the lawyers that made it possible for the aborted cells to be used. Lawyers did that. Oh, here's a good one, Jared. Pig DNA, porcine circoviruses. Pig fat, literally hydrolyzed porcine gelatin. Gelatin is used, oh my goodness, formed by boiling skin of or connective tissues of pigs. How about this one? Hey, folks, this is right out. I'll send you the. You can do the study on your own. How about African green monkey kidney cells? They're called Vero cells. It's in a smallpox vaccination. It's derived from a lineage of cells isolated from kidney epithelial cells extracted from an African green monkey. So there it is. But trust science, right? Oh, everyone needs to be vaccinated. Really? Really? Don't you wonder what's happening to young kids that are being vaccinated? Have you ever wondered why people can't think straight?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
My daughter went to get her shots Monday, and she's 11 years old, and she's going to get the shots, and the doctor
also mentioned about the HPV, I guess the shot for that.
Papillomavirus, yeah.
Yeah, my wife said no, she's not taking it. And the minute she said that, the doctor kind of gave her a real, kind of made her feel like she was, you know, how come you deprive your daughter of this?
And yeah,
she was
like, right.
She's not getting that.
She stood her ground.
Yeah, she stood her ground. She didn't get it. And so, but the doctor was really, she said she got some, I wasn't in there because it was my daughter getting her physical, but she said that the doctor gave her a lot of dirty looks. So.
Isn't that something? Folks, yeah. it'd be sort of like this, right? A doctor is trained to, yeah, you go to the doctor. I don't go very often, but they always say, would you like a flu shot? Every time I go, they ask me if I want a flu shot. Every time I go. It's sort of like going to a church where they tell you they can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Go to a doctor, tells you vaccines are good for you. And they're both operating from what they've been taught. And every one of us here, probably me included, have vaccinated our children. And I look at this and say, what the hell is wrong with me? Yeah. Now, I'm not doing it to my grandbabies. Why? Because I got out of that medicine box. I got out of it. Some of you need to get out of the religion box. Hey, Jared, pull it up on the video for me. I hate religion. I think it's in the stuff I sent you today. I made this video. Let me put my normal hat back on. I don't know which hat to wear. I'll wear them both. Get it up there, Jared. I made this back in 2014. I hate religion. See, hey guys, listen. Religion is killing us. Religion is killing us. Do this, don't do that. Follow this rule, don't follow that rule. Say this, don't say that. Look this way, don't look that way. It's no longer Jesus and the study of Jesus. It's now Jesus and the study of rules. Somebody say amen for me.
Amen.
Amen. Coach, religion is the biggest racket in the world, Coach.
Religion is not Christ.
Religion.
The marketing of it is a racket, man. It is a racket.
Hey.
Yeah, Rog.
When are we going to start to believe what Jesus said? And I just keep on thinking of Matthew 10:34. When are we going to start believing that what he said was the truth? I came to divide. I came with a sword. When are we going to start believing this?
Brother, well, keep going to church and you never will. Now, I'm not against going to church, but I'm against going to church where some one guy controls everybody. I'm against that, okay?
Amen, Coach.
I've had enough of that. I've had enough of the guy standing in the pulpit telling me what I ought to know about Christianity. I've had enough of that.
Amen.
Our job is to equip the saints to do the works of the ministry. Is that not what it is?
Pastor Dale, I can only go as far as you can take me. That's no offense to you. I love you, but you can't teach me what you don't know. And I'm not talking about Pastor Dale. I'm talking about any pastor. And pastors don't want to go out their area of expertise because they want to be the expert. And so therefore, if you bring anything new to them, they're immediately going to stick you back in the box and say, quit looking at that. I'll tell you what's okay. Yes or no? Yes or no?
But Coach, the job of the pastor, truly to me, is the spiritual covering to send these people out to enact their giftings and do the works of the ministry.
Yes, yes. Can I give you an example? Mark Trump, is Mark in here today? I don't know if he's in there. I shouldn't be. He was traveling yesterday. He's probably sleeping in if he's smart. I can tell you two of them. Mark Trump and there's probably others. Todd Barnes. Todd in here today? He's probably not in here, able to be in here today. Anyway, I'm going to tell you something. I got on the phone with Mark Trump for about a half hour yesterday, and oh my goodness, makes my head spin. He makes my head spin, but he has a gift I don't have. He understands this intelligent design and this artifice. He understands it, and it's a gift to the body of Christ, and the church doesn't want it. They want to stay in their box. And Mark Trump's screaming and Todd's screaming. Listen, here's what the enemy's doing. Here's what they're doing. Oh, no, can't do that. Can't stay here in this box. Don't bring that in. Here's David Arthur, radically transformed by the power of Christ. Oh, don't bring that here. Don't bring it in this box. We're fighting containment on our own damn team. Darn team. As if the guy in the pulpit knows everything. I'm going to tell you this. I don't know nothing. I don't. Mark Trump gets going on that artificial intelligence. Wow. And Todd gets going on 5G. And I'm like, wow, I don't know it, but people need to know it. Can they get a platform to tell it? Would they be invited into your church? How many of listening right now have had your pastor invite David Arthur in? No, because he's out of the box. Play it, Jared. I hate religion. This was 4 years old.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer at NewsWithViews.tv at NewsWithViews.com. And I sure do appreciate giving us a few minutes here this morning. I hate religion. I hate religion. Is it okay for me to say that? I don't hate Christ. I don't hate the Lord. I don't hate God. I love the Holy Spirit. I hate religion. You know, religion was one of the things that Jesus himself came to destroy. In fact, he was talking to his the Sadducees and the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders of his day, and he quoted to them out of Matthew. He says, "You teach as commandments the doctrines of men, making the word of God of no effect." It's a powerful statement, isn't it? That you can make the word of God of no effect. Well, that's what Jesus said to those who were focusing in on religion. Say, Coach, what is religion? Well, religion is really nothing more than the duties and the responsibilities that we think we owe to God. I've been in a lot of different churches. I've visited a lot of different churches, and I see a lot of legalism everywhere that I go. I'll go into some churches where you're not allowed to have long hair. Or I'm sorry, you're not allowed to cut your hair. You're not allowed to wear earrings. Women aren't allowed to wear jewelry. They're not allowed to wear shoes that have open toes. And even in some of the, what I've considered more liberal type churches, it's still nothing, so much rules and regulations and rule following. Remember when I coached at a Christian school, one of the things that used to make me cringe all the time was when I would walk down the halls and I would hear somebody say to one of our football players or one of the other students, "Well, act like a Christian now." Yeah. Act like a Christian. See, religion, I had somebody, I don't know where I heard this, but it stuck with me. Religion is the dead faith of those now living. And Christianity is the living faith of those now dead. How about that, huh? I go a lot of places and I hear people whisper, he's real religious now. It makes me cringe. I'm not religious. Religion is rules and regulations. And religion, even though we ought to live a holy life and strive to be holy and try to live our lives in such a way that it magnifies and glorifies the Lord. Now live a life of holiness. The last thing we want to be is a dill pickle, puckered face Christian trying to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those we come in contact with. Oh, I hate religion. See, religion's an add-on. I'm saved by grace. Scripture says you're saved by grace, not a works of man. It's a gift of God that nobody can boast. But we find so much that it's grace and this. It's the blood of Jesus and worship on this day. It's the blood of Jesus and follow these rules. It's the blood of Jesus and then give this amount of money. Folks, religion, Christianity is a heart issue. Christianity is a relationship with a living Savior. Religion is a following of rules of a bunch of men who think it's possible to please God by working our way into heaven. I love the Lord. I hate religion. This is Coach Dave Dobbin.
Amen, amen. I hate religion. I hate it. I can smell it. I hate it.
Amen.
It is our greatest. Dare I say it? Yes, Lord, I'll say it. It's our greatest enemy. Folks, who did Jesus come against? Who did he come against? The sinners in the streets? The whores and the prostitutes? No. He came against the religious leaders who were teaching his commandments, the doctrines of men, making the word of God of none effect. And I'm going to tell you something. It's going on today. We're teaching the doctrines of men that you can be healthy, wealthy, and wise when you come to Jesus. That you can just be, everything's going to be a bed of roses when you come to Jesus. That he'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother when he comes to Jesus. And all that's true. But it's all religion. It's all religion. Walk into your church. Go visit your old church, the one you left. Walk in there Sunday and see if the service has changed one iota since you were there. Other than it'll be a different sermon. Probably not a new one, because he probably used the same one 4 years ago and people don't remember, so he came back. Hey, Coach, man, you are hard. You're hard. No, I'm not. I'm honest. Truth sounds like hate. I'm just telling you the truth. Somebody help me tie this in a bow here. Got 4 minutes.
Hey, Coach, this ought to help you. I did a study on at a funeral, and I looked up, you know, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. So I looked up the word easy and simple. And brother, the combined of those two words in the entire Bible is 9 times. And the Lord quickened me in my spirit. He said, Dale, being a Christian, a real Christian, there's nothing easy and there's nothing simple about it.
Amen, buddy. Hey, amen.
Hey, Coach, tie it together. You know, you said that probably the same sermon you heard 4 years ago. You know, one of the interesting things is those 11 denominations that signed that agreement, the CUIC agreement, one of the agreements was they all follow a 5-year liturgy. In other words, their sermon topics and the points they have to cover on every sermon are a 5-year cycle. Every 5 years, they'll be given the same sermon, same points, same topics, 5 years later.
Amen.
Hey, Dave. Yeah. Dave, I need to put out a public service announcement real quick about the vaccines.
Okay.
There's a movie called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. That's Victor Alpha X-ray X-ray Echo Delta. Everybody needs to watch that if they want to hear the truth about what the CDC actually covered up about vaccines, and you would be amazed. So people, if you got children and back that you want to get vaccinated, watch that before you do anything. Just that's public service announcement from David Hoggins.
David, listen, Victor, my buddy Victor, my personal physician out there in wherever he is out there in El Paso, said this: Coach, perception is of importance. Like you say, we ain't buying. We are offering the word of God of our Lord. Those doctors have to maintain a 69% of the practice being vaccinated so he can collect the stipend for each vaccine applied. It's a slow death for the vaccinated. It means power and money for pharmakia, all the sorcery out there. So you get it, folks? So your doctor, every time you come in there, your doctor says, hey, you want a flu shot? Because he has to keep it up 69% in order to get some kickback. Follow the money. It's always follow the money. And unfortunately, it's follow the money inside the business of modern Christianity. It's become a business as well. Hey, what a time to be alive. The forces of darkness are arrayed against us. Are we going to keep on the firing line? Are we going to keep on the firing line? Or are we going to retreat, go inside our churches, hide from the devil, and watch the world go to hell? I'm going to stand up for Jesus. Hope you join me. God bless you. See you tomorrow.